You're listening to SBS News.
United States President-elect Joe Biden says democracy prevailed and the integrity of the nation's elections remains intact after the Electoral College cast votes formally affirming his victory in last month's election.
The Trump campaign brought dozens and dozens and dozens of legal challenges to test the result. They were heard again and again. And each of the times they were heard, they were found to be without merit. Time and again, President Trump's lawyers presented arguments to state officials, state legislatures, state and federal courts, and ultimately to the United States Supreme Court twice. They were heard by more than 80 judges across this country, and in every case, no cause or evidence was found to reverse or question or dispute the results.
After a long and bruising campaign and then weeks of legal action taken by President Trump and his supporters in a bid to overturn the result, President-elect Biden is trying to bring some measure of bipartisan calm to American politics.
You know, in this battle for the soul of America, democracy prevailed. We, the people, voted. Faith in our institutions held. The integrity of our elections remains intact. And now it's time to turn the page, as we've done throughout our history, to unite, to heal. As I said in this campaign, I will be president for all Americans. I'll work just as hard for those of you who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did. There's urgent work in front of us.
Senate Majority Leader, the Republican Party's Mitch McConnell, has acknowledged Joe Biden as the U.S. president-elect for the first time. The Republican leader's statement was delivered in a speech on the Senate floor, ending weeks of silence over President Donald Trump's defeat.
So, as of this morning, our country has officially a president-elect and a vice president-elect. Many millions of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. But our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
Senator McConnell paid tribute to Joe Biden's many years of public service.
The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time. I look forward to finishing out the next 36 days strong with President Trump. Our nation needs us to add another bipartisan chapter to this record of achievement.
But while Republican Party leaders have acknowledged Mr. Biden's victory, there's been no such statement from current President Donald Trump, who has continued with his unfounded claims of voter fraud. He issued a new tweet in the wake of the Electoral College vote, saying there was tremendous evidence of voter fraud and that there's never been anything like it in the United States. Bruce Wolpe, senior fellow at the United States Study Center at the University of Sydney, told SBS News that Mr. Trump is increasingly a lone voice.
I just don't see how Trump acknowledges that Joe Biden has won the election. And if you listen to Trump carefully, with each day that passes, he says with more confidence, I won this election. I carried these states. And so that will see him through for whatever internal purposes it serves with his character and persona. But the fact is, everyone around him understands that he has lost. And even though he says he wants to stay president, he just lost his attorney general. He needs a defense secretary. He hasn't outlined an agenda. He hasn't made other appointments. In other words, he's a president who is acting out his final days, whether he accepts that or not.
For his part, President-elect Biden says he has spoken with Senator McConnell and that he looks forward to working with him. Alan Lee, SBS News.